When you change your point of awareness, you start seeing ideas and opportunities. They haven't come in yet. You get this great idea. Thank you. Never thought of that. And then you have to act on it.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we explore what it means to create a truly exquisite life. I'm your host, Amira Alvarez, inviting you to be part of these intimate conversations about feminine ambition, what lies beyond traditional notions of success, and how to answer the question, what's next when you've already achieved so much? Let's dive in.
Today, we're going to be talking about the power of awareness and why it's important. We're going to be talking about the three stages of awareness that I think are critical to understanding how to expand your awareness. And we're going to dive into some of the techniques, the specific techniques I've used over the years and honed to really expand my awareness to see solutions to my immediate needs. And you can use these as well. They are tried and true, and I'm going to teach you all the details of that. So let's dive in. First, let's start with what is awareness? Without going into, you know, a huge expose on this, it's basically knowledge or perception of a situation, of an experience, of something. It's knowledge about something. It's a new perception about something. So an expanded awareness would be new knowledge, expanded knowledge. Now, you've heard the expression, knowledge is power. I believe that. However, it's nothing without application. So true power comes from the application of the new knowledge you get. So all of this is nothing until you apply it, until you have the courage, the stamina, the discipline, the persistence to test it out and apply it yourself. Nothing happens just listening. You have to have a lived experience of putting this new knowledge to the test. And that's true of the knowledge of this on this podcast, and also the knowledge that you will gain when you use these tools that I'm going to teach you to expand your awareness. So it's new knowledge, it's expanded knowledge, which of course will give you new ideas, new approaches to the immediate needs that you have, whether it's a challenge or a problem or something that you want to create. You haven't done it yet. You haven't moved through it yet. You haven't gotten to the other side of it yet, whether it's a small thing like how to fix something in your house or a large thing like you're in dire straits in your business, challenged by a big cash flow issue, or you have a health issue in your personal life. These are immediate needs that you need help with, but you're coming at it from your current level of awareness, which is not giving you the answers that you need. So an expanded awareness comes through new knowledge, but it also comes from an expanded perception. Now, a perception is your perspective on something. It's how you see something. It's how you experience something. It's how you receive information. And so if we're able to get new perspectives on things, we will increase or expand our awareness and we'll see new solutions. We'll see new opportunities. We'll see new ways of moving forward that we have never thought of before. In fact, I just had this experience yesterday, and it came through a conversation with someone else. I was sharing a particular challenge I was experiencing, and I was like, you know, I'm just not seeing what I need to see yet. And we were just chit-chatting, talking it through, and she just threw down a new idea. So new perceptions that I hadn't seen before. I wasn't in my worldview, but it was there the whole time. Oftentimes a new perception will come through someone else, through a channel, through you know, a podcast, through a conversation with someone, through a book that you're reading, through a TV show that you're watching. You'll get some sort of new information and it will be like, wow, okay, I got that. That's new information. Or it's a discussion that expands your perspective. So perspective and knowledge. New knowledge new perceptions, new perspectives, new awareness, larger awareness is important because we generally as humans desire something. We're always going for more life. We're always going for growth. We always have something that is calling us forward. It could be as large as our life purpose, but it could just be a desire for some simple pleasure in life. Cheesecake popped into my head for some reason. I don't know why. Haven't had cheesecake in a long time, but it sounds good. You have a desire for something. You have something that you want that you don't have yet. You're in lack of it. You don't have the thing that you want. Now, there's a lot of talk around lack mentality. And of course, we don't want to stay in the not having of it, but we also want to be honest and true and transparent with ourselves that there are times when we don't have something that we desire. And sometimes it is knowledge for how to move through the thing that's blocking us right now to get to what we desire. And if we had an expanded awareness, we would see the answer. We would have the knowledge. We would be able to then act on it and we would move through our problems and get what we desire. And that is generally like how we like to move through life. And then we'll hit the next block and then we will want to grow more to move through that next challenge that we have. And this can be a grind. This can be super hard. This can be a struggle. This can feel like a monkey on your back, or it can happen with ease and flow. So with this knowledge that I'm going to share with you about how to expand your level of awareness or amount of awareness, you will start learning that you can move through those blocks, those challenges, those things that feel insurmountable or just like little things that are holding you back faster and easier with more grace and more delight and joy. And this is part of having an exquisite life. An exquisite life is not without the challenges, right? We all experience these waves that come regularly, rhythmically in life, and there's always going to be something. We know that the next thing is coming, though I get it that we kind of want to pretend when it's good that it's always going to stay good. But if you really think about it, the next thing comes. And if we can make peace with that and learn how to ride that wave, if you will, by just knowing that, okay, now I need to open my awareness and grow into a larger level of awareness so that I can see the solutions to this challenge, it becomes so much easier and so much more delightful. It feels magical, actually. Hey there. I just want to take a quick moment and ask, what's the thing holding you back from your own success? The hidden shadow or saboteur potentially at play for you? And do you know how to find it? We often have that one thing keeping us from our next level. And it's not always the strategic move. It's often the internal one. I found in my own journey of success in building my exquisite life, it's what I call a core wound or loyalty pack. What's that? I share more at theunstoppablewoman.com, right on the homepage. Find out more at theunstoppablewoman.com. Now, let's get back to our episode. So now I would like to share the three stages of awareness, because I think this really helps to contextualize where you're at in your evolution and your awareness, and helps you understand your nature, which can help you move through life so much easier. So stage one is, I have my own awareness. I'm in my little world, looking out through my eyes, right? Experiencing the world through my belief system. And I think that this is the only truth, right? This is the only way to experience the world. This is the only way to interpret things. This is the only way that's correct, that is right. You're a little righteous about it. You think everyone else who thinks differently is crazy and wrong. Okay. And you see this all the time. You see people stuck in their own belief system and perspective and way of being aware of the world. You see this a lot in politics, right? When you see people arguing politics, they're each in their own little worldview. Like, this is right. And they think the other person is absolutely crazy. Like, they can't really understand that anyone else would have another perspective. This is the only way. And more than that, it's like, this is how reality is. There's no other reality than this. So as you can tell, this is a pretty limited worldview. This doesn't give you access to much. Now, if we're honest, we've all been there. You know, maybe you've been having like an argument with your partner, right? And you are like, how could he think like this? How could she think like this? Like, you probably don't even ask yourself that question in stage one. Stage one is just like, he's being mean. He's being inconsiderate, disrespectful. She's being inconsiderate, disrespectful. You're in label mode. You're in make wrong mode because your worldview is the only correct perspective. And that's all the awareness you have. Now, what about stage two? Stage two says, oh, I know that there are other perspectives. I understand that other people think differently than I do. I understand that if I change my perspective, I will change my awareness, right? So you have an understanding. Okay, all these other people think differently than I do. Everyone has a right to their own perspective, right? Very, very consciously generous there, or I should say intellectually understanding. I think because oftentimes when people say everyone has a right to their own opinion, they're actually kind of stuck in stage one a little bit. There's an emotional like resistance to accepting that, but they intellectually understand at least that other people think differently and have a different point of awareness, different perspective. I will see things differently. I will have different experiences and different opportunities based on my awareness or my point of awareness, which is my perspective. So you know that in stage two, you're aware that if you change your point of awareness, your perspective, that you will see things differently and become aware of new opportunities, new ideas, new solutions, and new ways of doing things. You know this. You have an intellectual understanding of this. And you start working this in stage two. You start doing this. You start very consciously choosing to change your perspective in order to see different opportunities, to see different solutions, okay? To get different ideas. And it's kind of fun, right? Because these new ideas come to you and you can act on them. Remember what I started off with. New knowledge is nothing without the application of it. So not only do you have to start applying the practices that I will teach you in a little bit on how to change your point of awareness, but you also start applying that new knowledge that you get from changing that point of awareness. So there's two places for application there. Okay. So stage three then says, and this is a little bit more esoteric, so go with me here. Stage three says, I am the other awareness. Okay, so what does that mean? It means not only are you aware that there are other awarenesses out there, other points of perspectives or points of awareness, not only are you aware of that, but you are those things. Well, now what does that mean? It's not like you're just one other awareness, because there's an infinite number of awarenesses, infinite number of points of perspective. There's not a limited number of points of perspective. It's infinite. There is no limit to it. So if you are the other awareness, you must be the infinite number of other awarenesses, which means you're all awareness, which is kind of mind-blowing. Now, this is in stage three. Our practice is really around becoming awareness, becoming like awareness, becoming one with it. To become one with it, we have to be like it. We have to be it. We have to know it. We have to have zero separation from it. Very hard to speak about it because when you are that awareness, you just are the all, the infinite, all the energy that is. Okay. So you're in wholeness and pure truth, pure love. And the power of being in the allness, in all perspective, being it, not just knowing it. In stage two, you can learn this knowledge and see it over there and go, oh yeah, I know that there is that kind of perspective. In stage three, you are actually living that out. You're actually in the process and experiencing more and more this wholeness or this oneness perspective. Now, why might that be something that you want? Aside from it feeling just totally exquisite to be one with spirit, right? One with all the energy that is the infinite, the source, spirit, God, whatever you want to call the energy of the universe, right? That creative power. Not only does it feel just exquisite, right? That life force moving through you. But in addition, you would be tapped in to all the answers, right? Not just some of the answers, but all of the answers. And you can get guidance that you would have never in a million years have found on your own. Okay? Hey, Amira here. Want to know more about what keeps uber successful women from achieving everything they want in life? Find out more at theunstoppablewoman.com. Now let's get back to the episode. So those are the three stages of awareness. And now let's focus on stage two and the techniques to build your expanded awareness and to change your awareness. Now, I want to say one more thing about the stages. The stages, yes, you can go linearly, stage one, stage two, stage three, but in truth, if you are stuck in stage one, you need to grow yourself into stage two, right? You need to do the things, have the lived experience of expanding your awareness. That's a stage two practice, and you need to learn that and do that. Once you master stage two for a while, then you can start exploring stage three. But, and here's the big caveat, it's not like when you start exploring stage three, you never have to do stage two expanded awareness practices. No, you do both. Okay. It's not like when you get to stage three, you never go back to stage two. You do. Okay. And it's useful and it's not bad. And there's an appropriate time for that. And it's not like once you get to stage two or stage three, you'll never find yourself in stage one looking at the world from your own unique perspective, because you do. You will. It's a question of, am I going to be in stage one in a kind of entitled, throw a tantrum kind of way, my way or the highway, right? Like that kind of like irritation. If you find yourself there, oh, look, there I am, like no judgment. Let's do my stage two practices. But there's also something beautiful about like loving your own perspective. Okay. And like recognizing that part of the beauty of being in life is to live out your path, your view, your perspective. So just keep that in mind. Stage two practices. I've got a lot of stage two practices for you. So one is, and these are all about changing your perspective. They're tools, they're techniques, they're shortcuts for changing your perspective. So you see the world differently. You're coming at it from a different perspective, and therefore you're able to really see new options that are there. So one thing that you can do is the board table exercise, which I got from Bob Proctor years and years and years and years ago. So he talked about having a board table and putting your problem in the center and then moving around the board table and seeing the problem from a different perspective from each person's seat. Now, who are in those seats? Well, this is your board of directors. Okay. And you can choose whomever you want for your board of directors. And it doesn't have to be the same board for every challenge or need that you have. If you have, you know, if you're an artist and you have a creative block, like you're writing a book or you have a creative block, or you're painting, and you don't know how to do some aspect of the painting, you could put, you know, a bunch of writers around the table. You could put a bunch of painters around the table. If you are an artist, though, and it's not about writing the book, it's about marketing the book, you might put different people around the table. So these need to be people that you know to some degree. Like, people know Einstein, right? They might not have studied Einstein in a lot of detail, but they know he saw things differently. He had great perspective on life. So you might put him at your table and you know who he is. Now, if you don't really have a sense of someone, don't put them at your table, because you're going to need to like imagine what that person would say about this problem. So I have often put other mentors, living and deceased, around the table. So authors of books that I've read that I've really learned things from, other teachers in different fields around the table, so I could get their perspective. Oh, this is a philosopher. This is a spiritual guide. This is someone who really has dived into imagination. This is someone who's really has a lot to say about the laws of the universe, different angles. And then I would ask, what would you do here? Okay. And I would present my challenge, and I would then write down what guidance I was getting. Okay. You might follow people on social media, right? What would Gary Vaynerchuk say? What would, you know, Oprah say? What would Sarah Blakely say? What would Beyonce say, right? Like, you could just fill this with people you admire. Okay. So that is a really good option. Now, one of my power questions is similar to the boardroom, which is, what would blank do? Now, this, you've heard this with like, what would Jesus do, right? You could use Jesus. You could use the Buddha. You could use the Dalai Lama, right? You could use a poet like Rumi. You could use your soul. What would my soul do in this moment, right? What would my spirit like to do? So you can fill in the blank with that. And I've used mentors in the past, and I've used authors in the past. So what would, you know, Napoleon Hill do here? I mentioned Bob Proctor earlier. What would Bob Proctor do here? I haven't used that one very often, but he's a mentor. So you can ask a power question like that. Well, some of my other power questions that change perspectives are, I guess this is the third technique. This power question is, how could I make this easier? How could I make this easier? And you just ask, how could I make this easier? Oh, and inevitably you'll get ideas. Okay. You can also ask, how could I make this easier to someone else? And, you know, be cognizant of who you're asking this to, so that you're asking someone who's a creative thinker, who's positive, who's really wanting to help you, not join any sort of complaint fest. Fourth technique is another power question. How would someone who already has what you want, who's already done the thing you're trying to do, had the experience, lived through this challenge, right? How would that person be in this situation? Okay. What would they do? This is a little bit like what would blank do, but you're actually thinking about a person who has specifically done the thing that you need to move through, or the thing that you desire. Okay. How would someone who has done that be right now? And you'll get all this answers, right? You'll get like, oh, like this. Maybe it's how you move. Maybe it's how you talk. Maybe it's who you talk to, activities. Just write it down and start acting on these. Okay. So that's four so far. The next thing that I want to share is letting the written word really speak to you. So One thing that I did for years was I had written a cheat sheet for the laws of the universe. And if you want that, we'll put a link to it in the show notes. And these laws, there's seven fundamental laws, and there are a goodly number, two or three subsidiary laws under each of these fundamental laws. And I studied these laws in depth for years and years. And I built my business based on these laws. I transformed my life based on these laws. I went from making 138K in 1 year to 700K in 1 year based on these laws. I created a multi-million dollar business based on these laws. These laws have changed my life, my personal life as well. But those were some of the professional financial changes that, you know, people like to hear, and people want to know that they work. So one of the things I would do is I would take my own laws cheat sheet and I would look and I would be like, okay, which law is speaking to me? Like, I just flip it and be like, oh, this one. And then I would let that speak to me and let that change my perspective on what I was doing and guide my actions. So that's a big one. Another version of this. So I think we're on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're on number 6, going out of order. So my numbers are a little skewed here, would be opening a book. Like, you go up to your bookcase, or if there's a pile of books, you just pick one and whatever jumps out at you, you don't overthink this. Do not overthink this. You just pick one and you open it to a page and you read that paragraph. You just go, what is that saying? And you think about how this might affect you. Okay. And it changes your perspective. It gives you new information. Number 7 is one most people have heard of. If you have like an oracle deck or something like that, that changes your perspective as well. Okay. So definitely, you know, explore that. People love their oracle decks. I used to think that that was kind of silly, or I wasn't really attracted to it. But over time, it's become much more valuable tool to me. And I cycle in and out of this, mostly out, but sometimes I'm really into this and it really gives me the perspective shift that I need. So that's number 7. Number 8 is doing a Google search, but here's the twist on it. You can do a Google search. So let me say it differently. You can do an internet search. It could be Google, but I would recommend using another web browser like DuckDuckGo, which doesn't learn your perspective. So Google, I don't know if you know this. I didn't know for years. Google learns your perspective and then feeds you in your search back the things you want to see, things that fit your worldview. And so two people with two different worldviews can type into Google the same query and get totally different search results because Google is feeding you back what it thinks you want to know, which is fascinating. So if you use a browser like DuckDuckGo that doesn't do that, that just gives you search results, that can expand your awareness dramatically, right? Oh, look at these people think totally different than me. I have all these new ideas. Okay. So that's number 9. You know, asking other people is a super empowering tool. Now, be careful who you ask. You don't want to, again, ask someone who's not got an elevated thinking on a particular topic. And better yet, it's better to ask people who have done what you've already done. Like, don't take advice from people who haven't done what you want to do. That's just a huge, huge lesson. So you can ask a mentor or a trusted advisor. That would be number 10. Super important. I have clients all the time. Like, that's our conversation. And one of my roles, not just to teach them the exquisite life methodology or the living by the laws or the business techniques that I've learned over the years, but it's to change their perspective, give them a new perspective so that they can receive new ideas and solve their own problems. So ask your mentor, ask your trusted advisor. You can also, number 11 would be to ask your mastermind. Okay. And this is, again, make sure you're asking people who have earned your respect. Okay. It's important to have the right people in your mastermind. If you're looking for a mastermind, We have one called The Exquisite, and you can reach out to me about that. But ask your mastermind sisters, right? Ask the people whose opinions you value, how would they approach this? Okay. And now this requires a certain level of vulnerability because you're saying, I don't have all the answers here. That's huge. That's big. That's power. Okay. That is total power. Okay. Number 12, huge, like moving through your core wounds, those wounds that create a belief structure that keep you stuck, trapped in a worldview that limits what you see as possible and what actions you then take. So that core wound work is something that I love doing with people, and it's really important identity and belief work. Number 13 would be embodiment practices. So when you change how you are embodying yourself. Now, I recently was asked, what are embodiment practices? That this person didn't know what that phrase meant. It means being more embodied, right? Being more in your body, less up here thinking all the things, less out here trying to solve all these problems, right? And in your body, in the present moment right now. And quite frankly, that kind of embodiment in the present moment that taps you into the present moment is an access point to stage 3. So it's a really important practice. So those are 13 ways that you can really shift your perspective, your point of awareness, and really grow the ideas and solutions that you're able to see, because the opportunity is always here. The law of polarity says everything is here and it's here now. It's just in the unseen. It's in the non-form. It's in the energy world rather than the form world, the matter world. And so when you change your point of awareness, you start seeing ideas and opportunities. They haven't come in yet into form, but you see them. That's step one. Now you've received them. Okay. Now you have to take the action, allow it to, like, there's allowing things to manifest, and you need to be a co-partner, collaborator in that by taking action, right? And so you need to get this great idea. Thank you. Never thought of that. And then you have to act on it. Okay. Now let's talk about stage 3 ever so briefly again. Just, I want to give you a couple things that will help you enter into stage 3. Now, stage 3 took me a long time to enter into in and of itself, right? Maybe a year or two. But that said, I have to say it was building my whole life. I just wasn't aware that that's what was happening. But 2 years, a year, 2 years is short compared to the 53 years I've been alive. So that happened very quickly, and it continues to happen very quickly once you get started. So I already talked about the embodiment practices. Like, that's really important. Stepping into the present moment is a huge way to access that allness, right? And then the most powerful and probably the most tried and true and what really helped me was meditation. And I will tell you, I went kicking and screaming, right? Like, I tried, I failed. I tried, I failed. I said it wasn't for me. I tried again. Everyone's saying meditation, I should do it, blah, blah, blah. I tried again, blah, blah, blah. All the talking in my head. But once I found the meditation that worked for me and I could relate to and do, I was hooked, and it's changed my life in so many ways. That's another podcast, another video. But I will give you that as the best way to really tap into an expanded level of awareness that comes with being connected to the allness, right? To the everything that's out there, the energy that is. Okay. A little summary now. Awareness, expanded awareness is important because we are able to move through our challenges, our needs, get our needs met faster, quicker, with more grace, more ease, more magic, more delight by having new solutions and ideas and opportunities come to us. And so how do we get those new ideas, new opportunities, new solutions? Well, we expand our awareness. What is awareness? It is knowledge and perception. New perspectives are critical to that. We can't stay in stage one, our own limited worldview. We have to be in stage two and stage three in order to really gain these new perspectives. Then we covered a ton of techniques. Let me know which one you like the best. Let me know if you have any questions about these techniques that I shared with you. And if you apply them, which I hope you do, I'd love to know your experience. So fantastic. And then we talked a little bit about how to step into stage three. And then remember, it's not like I never go back to stage two. I do. It's very powerful, right? I use all the tools at my disposal to have an exquisite life. So with that, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a loyal listener. Thank you for doing the things that help us grow this channel so that we can get this message out to more people. It really helps us. It really helps our listenership. And I would be incredibly grateful if you would like, if you would subscribe, if you would hit the notification bell, if you would write a review, if you would comment. All those things really, truly help. And I would be incredibly grateful. So with that, I'm Amira Alvarez, and have an amazing day and live exquisitely. Most ambitious women I work with already have good lives, possibly even great. But there's often this one area that is fine as is, but not yet exquisite. And yet, when we unlock that one area, they access a whole new level. I want to personally invite you to book a complimentary call with me and discover what that unlock could do for you. These calls are for women who have done at least a million or more in their business or executive career and are ready for an exquisite life inside and out. You can book our conversation at theunstoppablewoman.com/connect.